Good evening, Abayisai. Good evening. We'll be learning tonight in Mitzvah Hashem, Simon Mem Ches, and hopefully Simon Mem Tes as well. We'll be addressing the halachas of saying the Parsha Tomid in the morning, and we shall hopefully also discuss the idea of learning the halacha of saying Torah Shebiksav, to say any Torah Shebiksav, to say it by heart. We'll know there's an issue with it. What exactly are the ramifications and what are the exceptions? Let us see what the halachas are. Simon Mem Ches, if Aleph Omrim Parshas Tomid, Upsuke Korban Shabbos, Omrim Eitzel Parshas Tomid. The Rama starts saying the words that actually, for the Shulchan Aruch, this is self understood, but the Rama does make a point and he says the following. Va'omrim Parshas Tomid. We say the Parshas Tomid every morning. So the Rama says it's an obligation to say Parshas Tomid. It's not a voluntary addition, it's an obligation to say Parshas Tomid. The Rama continues with Jeish Oimrim Seder Ma'arocha. The Ma'arocha by Oimer is as well, it's also, we say that as well. Veriboino Ilomim Atotzivisonu. Vim Efshale Omroi Betzibu. If it cannot be said unitedly as a communal all together, but tibu as a tibu yochel lomroi beveisoi. If you can't say it all together for one reason or another, you are allowed yochel lomroi beveisoi. You can't say it in your house beichidus velachsoi, and after to repeat pashta tomet, to repeat it after pashta tomet levad im a tibu, to say it after again with a tibu veichavein. The second time round, your intention should be to read the Torah and not to fulfill your obligation. The reason is, in Sifkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, historically, what happened was, the minhag was to say everything loud. And therefore, if you said it early on your own, and later in shul, they're saying it again, you can't just be quiet. You have to join the tzibu, you have to join the community. You can't just be quiet while somebody else says Parshat Tomid. The minka milze will be recognizable, you're not saying with the oilem. There is, however, a very interesting Mishnah Berurah here, generally with regards to Parshat Tomid, and I don't know to what extent it, halachically, exactly what the knock-ons are. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Na'alef the following: Hatomid v'hi b'mokim hakrovas korban tomid. How special that the Gemara says that we say Parsha Tomid nowadays instead of being makiv the korban tomid. We are unfortunately unable to bring the korban tomid every morning. We can't bring it. Consequently, instead of that, we say it instead. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Sheken kiblu chazal chomim say." Shebizman, she'ein beis hamikdash kayim, at a time that beis hamikdash is not, that is not beis hamikdash, ve'ein yicholim, and it's impossible hakev to bring korbanos, mi she'oisek ben, somebody who busies himself with the Parsha Tomid, who Parsha is saying, ma le'olav ha'kosov, the apostle considers him, ke'ilu, as if he kivum actually brought the korban tomid. Yes, we are unable to bring a korban, we are unable. Yes, we cannot bring a korban, but at the very least, we can say it instead. And somebody who says Parsha Tomid, it's as if he fulfilled it. It's the second best. V'lochein, I never really understood why, by the way. I'm not quite sure what the explanation for that is. Why is that? Why is that somebody who says it, it's as if he actually fulfilled it? Why is that?
What else are you
going to
do now?
I don't know. Maybe just make color in pictures. I don't know. Why is a saying equal to maybe make a nice 3D model? Why is it that saying it is as if you did it? I'm not sure. What's the push-up? Yeah, exactly, yeah. Well, what is it that Keilu...
The Torah is what Shem created the world with, so the fact that this is in the Torah, that's the essence of the whole...
Wow, that sounds like a... reminds me a bit of Abchaim Voloshna. That's very true. Yeah, no, really, that's true. It reminds me a bit of Abchaim Voloshna, that everything really exists in the... the real existence is actually in the world which we can't see. That's the real existence. Now what we're doing over here is a...
acting it out.
Yeah, so that's, it sounds a bit like... it sounds very interesting. It's definitely a very deep statement that you're making. It has to be...
in the dark days of the gods, we've got to have something to get through.
Therefore?
It's
But why is it saying? It's the chizik aspect. And when you say it, it gives you chizik. You think about it.
Because the Chacham want to give us chizik, don't they?
That's interesting.
They saying, oh, so it's the, say it because the base of Mikdash is destroyed and there's no narrative there.
Right. So you're saying that the fact that we are saying it, it's to verbalize it, it makes us more aware of it and makes us think of it, and it's the way to get through the Golus. Very interesting. Very interesting. I hear that. Why is that? Yeah. So it's when you're saying it, as if you actually fulfill the mitzvah. Learning good, because that actually leads into the next statement of the Mishnah Berurah, which I actually wanted to point out. Interesting what you're saying. It says, V'lokach yesh oimrim. And some say, Gam kein sedra ma'orcha mitam zeh. V'um ha'shen ispash na minig b'yomeinu lo'im ha'b'cholim ha'baya v'mesada. Yeah, v'nira li. Now says the Mishnah Berurah, that's really the point. That I wonder how much... Says the Mishnah Berurah as follows. V'nira li, it appears to me. Poshut. It's simple to me, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Misha de ha'sefer mitzvah, limoid b'gemora, persha mem razu. Whoever is able to learn and understand deeply this mitzvah, v'chein mashon oim b'chol yom inon yasi as aktores, and also with regards to aktores, to those who say it, kidei shiyamin mashu oima, in order to understand what you're saying, uvazet echoshev la'amir b'mokam aktor. That's it. Then that is as if you actually do the aktora. וכן כוסו הספורים, דמה שאומר הגמור, כל העוסק בפרשת אוילו, etc. הכוון הוא שהוא מסעסק להובין עניוניו. לא יאמיר עשה טייבס בלבד. It sounds what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here. Tell me if I'm wrong. But it sounds like what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, that, you know, that what we said, that you need to, that saying it is as if you actually fulfilled it. It's not just the Amir as a pay. It's not just if you actually just verbalize it. That's not good enough. It appears the Mishnah Berurah says you need to understand it. If you don't understand it, you haven't done anything. That's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying over here. You need to comprehend it. Not just saying it. So when we say kol ha'osik b'parshas oilo, is if you actually brought the carbon, it's not sufficient to just say it. You need to understand it as well. It's a gilui that if you're learning it, you're understanding it, it's a gilui that he wants. As opposed to if you're just saying it, rattling off without understanding it, you're not showing that. It's a very beautiful thought. Very beautiful thought, yeah. As the Mishnah Berurah, Kosam Magen Avraham, Pashta Kabonis Yuma Ba'amida, Kabonis should be said whilst standing. Dugmas HaKabonis, like the Kabonis Shuyu Ba'amida, which were sacrificed when you were standing. I'm b'shari tshuva b'shem kama achoynim over achoynim argue with this shechoy kemal ze v'primagodim kosav v'primagodim holds v'mikon markem pashat atomid roi lo amad, as the very least of pashat atomid you should stand shekorim b'tzibu b'koil ram, because this is said publicly. It appears from that that if it's not being said publicly, there's more room for leniency. It's anyway, yeah. So it sounds like if it's not said communally, there's room to act, there's room to sit, even according to that opinion. Correct. Right. Continues Shulchan Aruch, Seif Aleph. After this introduction of the Ramah, b'Shabbos Omrim etzel Parshas Tomid Psukim Musaf Shabbos. On Shabbos we add the relevant psukim of the Korban Musaf, which was brought on Shabbos, so its relevant psukim are also said in after the Talmud in the morning. You say those psukim as well. Avloi b'rosh chodesh v'yomtev, but not on the chodesh v'yomtev. B'pnei shekorim b'toyre b'psukim musaf, because they will be said later when we line. We're going to say those psukim and by musaf as well. So there's no need to actually say those psukim in the morning early. V'yesh oymen shemaskirin gam musaf rosh chodesh v'chenogim, although the minhag is to actually yes say it. V'chenogim, that is the minhag kunt remark, in elefasim, in order to publicize shosh chodesh, that it is rosh chodesh. V'chenogim shosh chodesh v'chenu lekamon simen tov chofalav, and that's as paskin simen tov chofalav. I just noticed that's what you probably...
Does that mean that you also wouldn't say because you say that also during the
laning? We don't actually, the carbon tomate, the regular carbon tomate, yeah. We don't.
Isn't that what we lay on Rosh Chodesh?
The Rosh Chodesh one. Yes, you're right. So yes. Correct. Yeah. I just noticed that I skipped out a line, which is actually a very famous line. It's the second line of the Ramah. V'noagu medaktikin, the medakt people who are careful, second line of the Ramah. Sorry, I skipped it. I left out. V'noagu medaktikin, people who are careful, they have the following custom. Lis noinea, to shake, to shuckle, b'sha'a, at the time shekorim b'toira, when they read the Torah. Why is that? Dugmas ha-toira shenitna b'reses. Torah was given in a trembling state. So similarly, we also shuckle when we daven, when we read the Torah. V'chein, and similarly, u'b'shar shemispan, when we daven as well, it's b'reses, trembling, because the Torah was given like that. So likewise, we also tremble with shekel when we daven. Al shame, the pasuk says, "Kol atzmoisai, all my bones, toimano shall speak for you, Hashem. Hashem mikamecho, who is like you?" This is a famous statement of the Ramah that we shekel during davening. The Mishnah Berurah qualifies this. Pardon? So you're saying that. You're saying that you know, the Shemoneh Esrei part is even learning. Yeah. The truth is, Shemoneh Esrei also, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Hay the following. In Sifkot and Dalet, excuse me, Sifkot and Hay the following. B'shor Shem Ispanim, when we daven. V'yesh poiskim shecholkin. And so there's authorities who disagree with that. V'oimrim, and they say, the betfil ain't listening now, that by davening you don't shuckle. And the reason for that is, because if you were to stand in front of a king, you wouldn't start chuckling. If you stand in front of a king. So it's inappropriate. You wouldn't chuckle if you aren't standing in front of a king. So therefore, it's inappropriate to chuckle. Shmoyne Esrei. Verak only bepsuke de zimra, bekas kriya shema, and during kriya shema, velimud ha-Torah, we learn Torah, filu shebal peh, even Torah shebal peh, haminik, the custom is listaneh to chuckle. Vechosav ha-Mogen Avraham, and the Mogen Avraham paskens, the Ovid Kamar, Ovid, with Ovid Kamar, Ovid, whatever your meaning is, whether you do shuckle or you don't shuckle, either way it's fine. Hakoel and everything, lefima she'odom, what his custom is, himechaven heitev, if his kavona is greater, alidit nua, if he can better concentrate when he shuckles, yisnane, he should shuckle. Vimlav, if he's better off davening without shuckling, yamoid, kach, he should stand without shuckling. Ubelvat, the main point is, shechaven libot, he should concentrate. There is one way of shuckling which is inappropriate. Shaguf oimed al omdoi, that he stands standstill. V'rak b'roishoy, only with his head. Hoifech pam lemin v'pam ismol derech gaiva. If you shuckle your head to the left and to the right, that's inappropriate. That's not right. That you don't do. Ein lasu iskin, it's not the right way of shuckling. So the way to shuckle, if you shuckle normally. If you shuckle in an obscure manner, leave that out. It is well known that many of the greatest poskim, including Moshe Feinstein, I heard this from Rabbi Levi Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha, who told me himself that he was a Talmud of Moshe Feinstein, and Rabbi Levi, I was brought up in Zurich, and the Rav was a very, very close Talmud of one of the early Talmudim of Moshe, one of the very early Talmudim of Moshe, and he told me that Moshe used to daven. And he was standing still. It was a long Shemoneh Esrei. Moshe davened a long Shemoneh Esrei. And he would stand absolutely still. He couldn't see him. He wouldn't budge. He wouldn't chuckle at all. Not a tiny bit. And the reason for that was because Moshe himself said, so I heard from Rabbi Levi, that he was once, I don't exactly know the exact case, but I know that it was once lined up by the soldiers. Some event happened. I'm not quite sure. And there was some high-ranking soldier which was walking past. And all the soldiers, including some of the non-soldiers, had to stand absolutely still. He said, that pacha, that feeling, as they were, this high rank, I don't think it was the king himself, I don't think it was the emperor, but it was a very high-ranking general or something, was walking past. And the way they stood in awe and fear, without moving one bit, so that was for him a lesson. From that day, Ramosha said, he didn't chuckle anymore, because he just felt, that's what fear is meant to look like. That's the right way, that's the approach. I myself remember when I was a bocha, I used to sometimes go around in Eretz Yisrael, and I used to, I suppose instead of learning, I went a few times, I had a cousin, a cousin of mine, who was a very, very close Talmud of Rabban Leib Steinman, from Gesundenstark, Rabban Leib Steinman in Bnei Brak, and he Rabban Leib Shlaman has a mincha. I don't know, but when I was a bocha, he had a mincha in his house. And I will never forget that. It's one of those things that you can hear a thousand shurim and a thousand shmuzen. It's not going to make, you know, it's fine, it's good. But if you see something in real life, it's just something that, it just sticks. So Rabban Leib used to have a mincha. He might still have today, to this very day. But a mincha, so you have to, it's quite hard to, nobody actually allows anybody in, there's no protector. Anybody's allowed in. It was like a mincha gdoila, don't know what time it was, but mincha gdoila. Anybody's allowed into his flat, it's unbelievable. To see Rav Aaron Leib's flat is the biggest musa sefer. There's no phone, no air conditioning. The painting of the wall was probably painted last time some 60 years ago. And it's unbelievable. The chairs, Rav Aaron Leib himself, he doesn't sit on chairs which you can lean back because of the golos. He doesn't sit on chairs which lean back. It's just unbelievable. This is a yidin, he's probably in his 80s. He doesn't sit because he feels inappropriate to lean back. Can you believe that? But I remember that he was davening Shemona Esra, Mincha Shemona Esra. I remember that. And again, you can hear 100 shurim and shmuzen, but it's not going to make any. But he was davening Shemona Esra, and there was a child. I was just davening behind the Rabban Leib. There was a child jumping on that mattress, which Rabban Leib uses as a bed. It was literally a mattress, and he was jumping up and down. And then during Shemona Esra, I was mama standing behind. I was finished Shemona Esra already. And that child, he literally fell on Rav Aaron Leib in front of my nose. I saw this child was being a bit, you know, don't know where the father was. For once, he wasn't, you know, saying he wasn't. He fell right on Rav Aaron Leib. He fell right on Rav Aaron Leib. And I felt, I obviously looked up and I was checking. And I saw Rav Aaron Leib. It was evident. Rav Aaron Leib didn't even notice. He was standing still like this, and then obvious. What's a normal reaction? The reaction is you touch and you just make sure somebody weight falls on you. You check or you touch or you know, it's a natural. Especially somebody's in his 80s, you have a natural reaction. But this tzaddik is beyond any natural reaction. He didn't even notice that somebody fell on him. He just didn't notice. It's unbelievable. It's just like that's Amid Lifnei HaMelech. It's Amid Lifnei HaMelech. Right. So that's very much in line with what the Mishnah Berurah is saying here. Right. Okay. So that's with regards to shockling. By the way, I heard one something interesting. I don't know if any historians over here can either refute or confirm that. He said that they're shockling. I mean, it says over here, but some say that it was a lack of sforim as well, which helped. It was a lack of sforim. It was sidurim, achzorim, or whatever it was, in order to something ingrained in the history of Klal Yisrael. There was not, it was for sure there wasn't sufficient sforim. So if you want to share a sefer, what do you do? You put it in the middle, and everybody looks inside, and you know, and then you pass it on. You look inside. So maybe that's an additional point besides kalatz moisa temeno. Simon mem test. Shoch aloyma kiashma baal peh. Shoch aloyma kiashma baal peh. Right. This is based on the concept that we're going to see in Sef Aleph, which is the following. Afal gav the kaimaron. Although the halacha is dvorim shebiksav, the Gemara says. That dvorim shebiksav, any written, anything, dvorim shebiksav, dvorim words shebiksav, which are in Torah shebiksav, dvorim shebiksav, words of Torah shebiksav, I ato, you are not reshai allowed, le'omrom al peh. Torah shebiksav may not be recited by heart. Torah shebiksav, no. Torah shebal peh is of course by heart. Torah shebiksav should be read. Don't say Torah shebiksav by heart. So, the question, of course, that there is, there's so many exceptions. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Kol davar shirogel v'shogel befi hakol." Anything which is very common, and people know it very well. In any, most people know it well. Kugoin such as kiyashma. Such as Kiyashma Uvirkas Kernim and Birkas Kernim. Remember, Shulchan Aruch lived in Eretz Yisrael. He said Birkas Kernim more frequent than that. Uparash the Torah and the Parshah, which is part of the Tefillah every single day. Chiyo Yitzabon and similar. Mutter that is permitted. So yes, it is true. That Torah Shebiksav may not be said by heart. However, there's an exception. Exception is that anything which is said very, very frequently, very, very commonly, these, and everybody knows it by heart, that kind of thing can be said by heart. The Mishnah Berurah mentions in Sifkot Na'alef the following. Suma, a blind person, he's excluded, he can't read by heart. Otherwise he will not be able to learn Torah, so he's excluded. Person who is in prison, he cannot get hold of a Chumash, but he wants to learn Chumash, and it's fortunate to know from Bereishis until any Kol Yisrael he knows by heart, he's allowed to say it by heart. That's fine, he can learn by heart. And Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalet says v'shogu. Aval im einu shogu b'fiyakol. If it's something which people generally do not know by heart, hafal gav shogu b'fiv, but he personally does know by heart. Also, that's also. So it needs to be something like Shema, something that really everybody knows by heart. Does it really everybody know Shema by heart? I think we're addressing. Yeah, but that's obviously which more or less. Yeah, you're right, some people make mistakes, but I think the general assumption is somebody says it a few times a day. Yeah, but then he's Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav says, Pasha Tomit, Kosov Mogen Avrom, Ame Ayn Beves Yosef Yerushi Yishdeo, Shonis Betamet Ramiras Elu Dvorim Be'al Peh. So there's not everybody agrees to this point of the Shulchan Aruch. V'lochein defo yish li'izor shlo lo'im ha'shum devar al-peh. Better yet, not to say anything else by heart, besides what's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Ki ima shenizka po'i v'shulchan Aruch. Only those things really. Ki ha'shma kanim pasha tomit. But anything else, do not say by heart. Chuvas chavas yoy, mati lo'im ha'kol sefer tilim ba'al-peh. Yes, some people do know sefer tilim ba'al-peh. Ladies in particular, who are zoichet to say much more than us, they know a lot, big parts of Tehillim by heart. They are allowed, says the Chavos Yoyi, to say Tehillim Baal Peh. Kivan du'al oirach me'Hashem, avel like a tefillin, it's considered like Shemoyne Esra, it's like a tefillin, that's in order, that's fine. V'nigir sheyesh lishmoich alav, Mishnah Berurah says it's fine to rely on that, but avachi tas l'teres kenim, da'agor poskim davka lo yitzirap min d'chavos n'oso. So there is a reason to say that Tehillim as well is fine. So although the Mishnah Berurah says that anything which is not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, don't say Bahat, the exception is Tehillim, which is fine as well, you can say Tehillim by heart as well. Now, what about Halal, Rabbi Isai? What about Halal? Tehillim? What do you think about Halal? Say again?
For a person himself to say
Halal. Yeah, well, if it's in Shul, Shchodesh, Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, can you say Halal by heart? Pardon? Right, very good. So Lemay said the Bialoch of speaks about it in Amira's Halal, Mashma Betois is Yisharim Niyum Gamkin Leish Leokel. He says that maybe there is room to be lenient. I will call him Rogel Befiv Heitev Shelo Yovo Litois Boy. It says you're 100% sure you're not going to make a mistake. Ki Bekal Yovo Litois Bamir's Loi Lonu. There's many common mistakes in Loi Lonu. The capital Kof Lamed Hey for Lo Yetzer the Halal Gam Vegam Bekosi Levatol. And this really over here, the Bialoch over here, really, really, what he means to say. What I think the Bialoch means to say is that we learned the Bialoch, the Sharetzian, earlier in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. The Sharetzian in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh is Mechadesh. Mishnah Berurah himself is Mechadesh. That when it comes to Halal, and you even say one word incorrectly, Sharetzian said it was Mechadesh, one word incorrectly in Halal, you are potentially not Yoytze Halal. Do you remember that? We learned Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. So the Sharetzian, and I think that's what the Bialoch means over here. That you must be extremely, extremely careful when you say Halal, to be saying every word accurately and precisely and absolutely fine. And therefore, it's not good to actually say it by heart, because, you know, you could likely make a mistake, although yes, it's part of Halal. It's not that common that people, so therefore, it's better not to say, one should not say Halal by heart, one should actually say it inside. Okay, yeah. What do you think about Pesukah de Zimra? Right. Yes, that's right. Pesukah de Zimra is not as. That's right. Yeah, yeah. We will actually get that. We'll get to that. As to whether that's true or not true, we'll actually get to that. Mitzchem, maybe even tomorrow. Okay. So to recap, what we covered tonight, Bezer Hashem, Yisborach Shemoy. We started speaking about the concept of, we learned about the halacha of saying Tomid. We learned that according to Mishnah Berurah, it's very important to actually understand what one says. Siddim Aroch in Ribbono Olam Imatat Zivisonu. We carried on about the Medaktikim, speak about the shockling, and Aloch Lamais Mishnah Berurah said, just do whatever you can have better kavana. Whatever is better kavana, that's better. There's no. Although it says, if it's better, if you have better kavanah without chocolate, then don't chocolate. We then learned about the Shulchan Aruch saying that the days on Shabbos and on Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, you do not need to say the Psukim because you're going to say it later by Musaf. The Ramah says you can say, and you should say, that's the minik, you know, to publicize Rosh Chodesh. We then moved on to Simon Memtaz, telling us that there's a rule of Dvorim Shebiksav. Written Torah is not to be said by heart. The exception is something which is very, very common and everybody knows that you can say by heart. The examples given in the Shulchan Aruch is Kriyat Shema, Birkas Kohanim and Tomit. The Mishnah Berurah adds to that also, Tehillim generally. The Mishnah Berurah also says that a blind person doesn't have to worry about it, and similarly somebody is in prison, he doesn't have to worry about it, he can actually say Chumash Bahat, and hopefully we won't experience that.